Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your life is made of a million moments. Moments of delight. Moments of relief. Every year, Medtronic Health Tech transforms the lives of 74 million people. And we're just getting started. Because health powers your life, and tech powers your health. Medtronic is making more moments possible.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is a Single Storm podcast.
Greetings, salutations, and howdy, my friends. Welcome to the Salcedo Storm podcast. As I am recording this today, it is Easter Sunday, and I have been reflective over the last couple of days about some things making headlines and some basic observations I wanted to share with you. This will air on a Monday, so I think I'll be safe in making some political observations as I am making some real-world observations about what's going on in our country and abroad. And I'm going to start here. The United States of America, I have been in discussions with some friends, with some trusted individuals who have been observing that the greatest force for evil in the world has lately been the United States of America. And they have observed this not only because of the current regime in power, but because of the uniparty that has been in power for many, many moons. And where I don't necessarily disagree with that, as a conservative and as a believer in Christ and in God, and an eternal optimist at heart, I look out there at potential for good, potential for reform, potential for man reaching his pinnacle and doing so with the grace and blessings of God. And I look around the world. Does China have the ability to reform? Does China have the ability to be a force for good in this world? Foundationally speaking, I don't believe so. Does Iran have, its government, have the capacity to be good, to be pro-humanity in conjunction and in faithful harmony with God? I don't believe it does. Does Mother Russia or Castro's Cuba or Nicolas Maduro's Venezuela, do any of these nations have the foundational capabilities of being good? And that is not to say that something couldn't radically transform and happen inside of these countries, that they are lost or should be written off. That's not what I'm suggesting. I'm just saying, as a basic foundational principle for good, a foundational underpinning for good, do those nations have what it takes? And the answer is no. Does the United States? Yes. Do the capitals of Europe? Yes. They do, because of the Western civilization underpinnings of those nations, where they derived from. Now, that underpinning has been eroded and compromised upon and shoved out the window over the decades by unscrupulous people, men and women. I would like to say this is exclusive to the Democrat Socialist Party, but it's not. We as Americans can see that things are going incredibly wrong in our country, indeed in our world. And we as Americans, because of our experience, because of the foundations I made mention of, we have a real recognition and understanding that something's not right. However, what we do to remedy that, what we do to change course from that, I think has been eluding us. When you have Congress, the re-election rate of incumbents at 95%+, Americans, I believe, have been lulled into this idea of trust me government, a government that, well, we elect these people to do a job and we trust them to do it. That is not how our system was predicated. That is not how our system was set up. It requires us to be diligent and paying attention and holding these people's feet to the fire. Let me give you an example. John Cornyn. John Cornyn has proven over and over and over again, not only to have betrayed the people of Texas, but betrayed the fundamental principles of what it is to be a Republican, the fundamental principles of what it is to be an American. John Cornyn is a betrayer of that, yet we keep sending him back to Washington, D.C. And now this man is poised to become the leader of the Republicans in the Senate, a man who has betrayed his party, his professed values, all in service to the other party, all in service to those who are the main genesis, I would contend, of the downhill slide and degradation of the moral fabric of this country. And to the point to where you have a government that is openly breaking laws in service to itself, not to its people. A government that issues a proclamation like this. Now, therefore, I, Joseph R. Biden Jr., occupier of the Oval Office, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim March 31st, 2024 as Transgender Day of Visibility. As you all know, March 31st was Easter Sunday, is today when I'm recording this podcast. The Democrats and the socialists and the Marxists, in service to perversion, fully supported and funded by the likes of John Cornyn and Mitch McConnell and Mitt Romney and Lisa Murkowski and several House Republicans, have slapped believers in Jesus Christ and God Almighty in the face by saying, no, this day is no longer going to be reserved for Jesus's triumph over death. No, we're going to make this a transgender day of visibility. And that is where their morality lies, supported, fully supported by the likes of John Cornyn. Now, he may not have come out and endorse this particular action, but how has John Cornyn voted? Now, John Cornyn is very good at saying one thing and doing another. That's how you know these people are charlatans. That's how you know these people don't have a moral fiber or backbone, that they would abandon you in service to their good friends, the Democrats. Oh, no, it wasn't just this proclamation from Beijing Biden. From the Karl Rove, another surrender type individual, another Bushy. By the way, Bush, Cornyn, cut from the same cloth. From the Karl Rove Never Trump Network, religious themed designs banned from White House Easter egg art contest. So the White House, allegedly representing our people, has an Easter egg design contest, but they will not allow religious themed Easter eggs. No cross, no Jesus, no reason for the season, as it were, because these people are evil incarnate, pure evil. You and I are inclined to oppose that. People like John Cornyn and Mitch McConnell are inclined to surrender to it. There is a man who is not surrendering to it. After Beijing Biden sparked fury by marking March 31st, Transgender Day of Visibility, which this year is also Easter Sunday, President Trump called for an immediate apology to millions of Christians and Catholics. Trump's National Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt called it appalling and insulting that Beijing Biden formally proclaimed Easter Sunday as a trans day of visibility. Leavitt said, "The occupier of the Oval Office's announcement is an example of a Biden regime years-long assault on the Christian faith." And I think she's right. Now, there are those who will be inclined to stand with this assault on the basic underpinnings of our first guarantee, a freedom of religion, a government of, by, and for the people, a government under God. And those who stand with Beijing Biden with their votes, or overtly, like the Democrat Socialist Party, universally, every Democrat supported this. I didn't see one Democrat condemning it. And then through their votes, Mitch McConnell, John Cornyn, and betrayer Republicans, not just betrayers to their own party, but in my view, betrayers of their country and betrayers of their God. That's just my observation on this Easter Sunday, a day that we are called on, in my view, to speak truth. To speak truth unabashedly, unequivocally. And folks, that's just how I see it. Now, some may disagree. Some may call John Cornyn a saint for delivering us to evil. But as the Lord's Prayer indicates, delivering us from evil is the goal. That people of conscience, which excludes the never Trump Republicans, which excludes the pro-Democrat Republicans, delivering us from evil is the point, at least for those with a conscience. The show behind the show with Sean Chastain comes your way next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Is Bidenomics really screwing up your world? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If Obamacare has you paying out the nose, call American Medical Plans. Don't let these Marxists destroy one-sixth of the U.S. economy and your access to health care without a fight. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Do you support the sanctity of life, our military, our veterans, our first responders? Well, so does Patriot Mobile. They have great discounts for all of those folks, plus you multi-line users out there. But that's not where Patriot Mobile stops. They continue their support by donating millions every single year to conservative causes that you and I care about. And if that isn't enough to get you to switch, how's about the fact that Patriot Mobile isn't limited to just one network? They have all three major carriers. That means they provide an industry-leading coverage guarantee. Need more reasons to switch? When you go to patriotmobile.com/storm and you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support me. So you get great value, support the causes you love, and keep your liberty-loving Latino's voice independent, all for making the switch and putting your hard-earned money that you're already spending to work at battling the woke. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT, or go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use the promo code STORM. That gets you free activation. 972-PATRIOT at patriotmobile.com/storm.
Why get your news from people who don't share your values? Get news stories from Texas Scorecard. We provide real news for real Texans. Did you know you can watch Texas Scorecard on your TV? If you have a Roku or Apple TV device, download the free Texas Scorecard app. There you can find all the great Texas Scorecard video content, like Daily Headlines, The Luke Macias Show, Heads Up, and Scorecard documentaries. Download the Texas Scorecard app for free on Roku or Apple TV.
Time for the show behind the show, and my buddy Sean Chastain. Happy Easter, buddy.
Happy Easter to you too, man. I got the call from my mother, as I have for the last, well, since I left home, so probably 4 years, of her singing Hot Cross Buns and Jesus Christ Has Risen Today. So,
amen. Amen.
Over the weekend, we
got together and just kind of hung out. There was no big celebration. Of course, we're going to have we're recording this on Easter Sunday, so it's before our Easter dinner. But, on Saturday, we just kind of hung out, and I tried a new margarita recipe that I was given.
Oh.
Yeah, it was good. It was called a cucumber margarita, and basic recipe is 1 to 2 cucumbers, 3 jalapenos, and the lime juice from about 7 limes. And you blend it all up into a mixture, right? And so for every cup of that mixture, you add a cup of tequila and a cup of triple sec until the mixture is gone. It's a 1-to-1, it's a 1-to-1 ratio. So it was good. It was very tasty. However, my stomach today is like, I don't think the jalapenos quite agreed with me.
Yeah, well, jalapenos and cucumbers, man, that's going to make you poop. So good luck with all that, yeah.
Well, I think it was just not the pooping so much. It's just the sour feeling. And it was, don't get me wrong. And by the way, instead of salt, you put tajin around the edge. So it was a great tasting margarita. I think the next time I do it, though, I think I'm just going to go minus the jalapeno and maybe go with jalapeno flavored tequila rather than actually blending up physical jalapenos. So
I don't know. Sounds pretty yummy and pretty dangerous as you stagger your way to the toilet.
Indeed. Indeed. And of course, the big story over the weekend. Now, look, you and I have been at odds about what motivates the other side, right? I mean, you've never really believed that they just sit around and figure out ways to screw over the country. That's never been you. You've always wanted to give people.
It's not that they don't know ways to screw up the country. It's just that their ideology. They think that they're doing good for the country,
right,
where it's screwing it up.
Right.
I never thought it was planned or malicious. It just turns out.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You believe that they believe in their heart of hearts that what they're doing is for the betterment of the country. However.
Right. And you think that they're in boardrooms planning things out.
Well, not only so much that, but just that their agenda is to do harm. And look, I'm gonna say that there is such a thing as evil, and there is such a thing as assholes. And I think that this current regime is full of evil assholes. I'm just gonna say it because there is no other reason why on Easter Sunday you make a presidential declaration that this is going to be, Easter Sunday is going to be the trans day of visibility, detracting away from what Easter Sunday is supposed to be about. There's no other, right. There's no good side to this. There's no, hey, you know what? You're just being an evil asshole when you do that. No?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I don't think it's reading the room real well, but.
Right. But,
you know, and just if you're going to have that cause, I guess, why not put it on a day like today when you're going to get the most benefit out of it? So, yeah, it's just disgusting, man. I mean,
it is. You know, I mean, can't we just call it what it is? There's no way they didn't know. Hey, maybe.
No, of course they knew. Yeah, I mean, I will give you that. That of course they knew, and to make the most impact, then let's do it today. And it made the most impact because the internet's lit up about it.
Right. Well, let's go back to your initial theory that these folks, you know, they just have a different approach of what's best for the country. Do you think that somebody who said, let's make Easter Sunday the trans day of visibility had the best interest of the country at heart when they did it?
Oh, no, of course not.
Of course not.
Well, I mean, maybe they thought they did. Maybe they thought the trans world will really benefit because this will be the most impactful statement we can make because this will get the most attention and everybody will see how downtrodden the trans community is and come around and realize just that they're just like us. But, yeah, that's not going to happen.
Well, not only that, again, I trust me when I say this, I love you for that outlook that you have because you believe this is folks. For those of you who don't know Sean Chastain or haven't gleaned by our visits so far, he's a good man. I treasure our friendship and because he doesn't automatically assume the worst in people. And that's why I love him. And that's who you are, man. And that makes you a probably in a lot of instances a better man than me. But in this particular...
I don't know about that.
Well, in this case, I think I'm onto something when I say, dude, there's no other reason why you do this other than to poop into somebody and poop into somebody's soup. That's exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, no doubt. This got the most attention. And then to add to it, you know, no religious themed Easter eggs designed by children.
Right.
At the Easter egg roll. And, you know, I wonder if we're going to have the Secret Service in the bunny costume again this year, guiding Biden around like he's a
running interference.
Like he is what he is, you know.
Well, I mean, but don't gloss that over that, because here is Easter Sunday egg decorating contest at the White House, but you can't have any religious symbols on the Easter egg decorating at the White House. I mean, and again, the only person who makes that rule is a colossal asshole.
I'm surprised. Do they even call it the Easter egg roll, or is it just the egg roll?
Well, this is the decorating contest. I have no idea what they're doing for the egg roll, but this is the
is the word Easter in there at all? Even
I saw it's how it was reported. I don't even know if they have decided to say the spring celebration egg thing. Right. I have no idea. Well. Yeah. So again, and I hate to be pejorative, but I'm frankly it's just I had a visit, and I think you've actually heard Father Jim on my on my show from time to time, and I had him on for a Good Friday, his Good Friday Easter message, and his
the latest tech is cool, but the latest health tech is extraordinary. From AI to robotics and beyond, Medtronic is transforming what's possible. Check out what's happening at Medtronic.com/what's next.
Message was, you know, we as Christians and we in the West, we've got to stop being so timid about who we are and why we believe what we believe, because it's good. It really is inherently good. So we've got to stop apologizing for it. So
sure.
Part of that is just calling a spade a spade. What the White House is doing is anti-Christian, and they're doing it on the holiest day of the Christian calendar, and that makes them a bunch of assholes, and it really does.
What else can you say? It doesn't sound like they have the same belief system that I do.
Nope.
All we can do is pray for them and hope they someday see the light.
Amen. Amen. Did you see what happened at St. Patrick's Cathedral?
Anti-Israel protesters? Is that?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, as it was put online.
Pro-Palestinian.
Yeah. Hamas interrupts Easter observance at St. Patrick's Cathedral. And it's wow. So it's all about, you, you know, let's not talk about Christ. It's all about, it's all about you. Let's not talk about the Trump, you know, let's go ahead and poop on somebody else's celebration. Now, if this were a Muslim service,
sure.
Do you think these people would be so bold as to show up to a Muslim service and interrupt it like this?
No. But
why not?
Man, I am so confused by
Hold on. But why not? Why wouldn't you think that these individuals would show up to a mosque and do this for one of their holy services?
Well, because that doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't?
I mean, if Hamas is Muslim, why would Muslim protesters at a Muslim
Hamas?
Why
Hamas is radicalized Islamic fundamentalist terrorism,
right.
And a lot of people would say that's different than just those who just practice Islam. I think that these shrubs would fear for their own safety if they interrupt a Muslim service, because the Muslims take their faith very, very serious.
You just said, you know, as Christians we need to be less timid. I don't want to see a bunch of protesters beat to death at St. Patrick's Cathedral. So, you know, I mean, if that's timidity, then I'm happy to be timid about that, you know.
Well, they were removed, But I think I don't think it says anything about the parishioners at St. Patrick's Cathedral. I think it says and defines who these people are.
Of course it does. Yeah, I mean these, and I was about to say that I'm so confused by this whole issue because all these Hollywood people coming out against Israel. I mean, just students coming out against Israel, and do they not even know what happened October 7th? I mean, I just don't get it. I don't understand why the Jews are so hated. I don't understand why people are supporting this terrorist organization. I don't understand why we're building a freaking deep water port to bring in food to continue this nonsense. I mean, never in the history of war have we given food to the enemy. That's the whole point of a siege, that you starve them out. And I just don't understand any of it.
Thousands of individuals who work for the Biden regime, a significant number of the Democrats in Congress, are pro people that live in the Gaza territory, pro Hamas, anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic people, as you have seen from many of their comments. The home of anti-Semitism and Jew hatred in America is the Democrat Party. And it was started by Barack Hussein Obama and made fashionable by Barack Hussein Obama.
I think it started a long time ago with the, Ku Klux Klan and stuff like that. Which were the Democrats, you know. So
which were the also Democrats.
I don't know that Hussein Obama
The KKK was
this anti-Israel stuff.
Well, KKK was mostly anti-black, but they hated Jews too. And again, the genesis of all of it, the left.
Right, but man, and then for Chuck Schumer to talk about getting rid of Bibi Netanyahu, I'm just totally baffled by the whole thing, and I'm so glad that Netanyahu is there and not some weenie that is just going to cave in and say, yeah, we need a two-state solution. So I'm glad to see that Netanyahu is literally sticking by his guns and hopefully take care of that.
Well, the Biden regime is doing a deal right now that will funnel more money to those that they say it's the Palestinian Authority. Of course, when Hamas was elected, they haven't held an election since because, once you vote in terrorist dictators, they don't allow you to vote them out.
Right.
And anybody who stood up to them in the Palestinian Authority have been killed, and Hamas leaders have been installed inside the Palestinian Authority. So Beijing Biden is doing a deal with terrorists because that's what Democrats do. That's what they do. That's what they do. Hey, man, something happened over the weekend in North Texas that was, I think it was noteworthy. I actually watched some of this, and I'm planning on watching, making it part of my Sunday today as I try to relax a little bit. The UFL kicked off. The UFL, which was the merger of the XFL and the USFL.
Right.
They merged those two leagues, and The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, even though he's a lefty, I mean, still like the guy. They kicked off this league, and it was the champions from each one of the leagues kicking it off in Arlington, and it was pretty good football, I got to say.
Well, cool. Yeah, I wasn't even aware that it was on, to be perfectly honest. So.
And you know where they're playing?
Where they're playing?
Yeah.
At the old ballpark in Arlington.
Yeah, they call it Choctaw now, the Choctaw Stadium, but that's old Ranger Stadium. In the middle of Arlington,
Texas.
Which
was so fantastic. I mean, I understand that you're not going to draw dick in August when it's a billion degrees and, the team's mediocre. I get it.
Yeah.
But, man, that ballpark was cool. I just loved it. And it only lasted 20 years, you know, and I just thought it was fantastic, but it sure did suck in the summertime.
It did.
So, and now the Rangers have the new home. The world champion Rangers, by the way.
There you go.
Have a new home with a retractable roof and air conditioning and more seats and all that. So, I guess that's great. But it, to me, it looks like an oversized barn dominium. And I just don't think it's a real pretty building. I don't know.
Barn dominium. No, I got to say, old Rangers Park, current Choctaw Stadium, is a fantastic venue. And
I haven't seen how it's been configured for football, so I don't even know how that would work.
But. Well, if you go on, I guess the big app that kind of rolls in like Fox and Big Ten and all those kind of streaming apps, it's called Fubo. So you get all of it if you just pay one subscription with Fubo. Yeah. So that's kind of what me and the wife have discovered. So
you can do that with YouTube TV, or there's several of those. Yeah, I just don't. I mean, like we talked about before, I've got more TV than I could ever watch in my life, and it sure does suck that I can't see some of the stuff that I want. You know, like Rangers games, for instance. I haven't been able to watch a Ranger game, a regular Ranger game, in 3 years. I got to see some of the playoffs last year because they were on Fox 4, you know, don't get the Bally's
over the air. You know, I was glad to see football that I can watch again. Right. And it's only eight teams, so it's not going to be a very long season, but I really enjoyed it. And you know what, by the way, Fox got the contract. So they were carrying the first game, and it was professional. They had some innovations in there. The first down cam, which was kind of cool. They had a couple of this camera that it seemed to me to be embedded in the turf and protected. So the camera was rolling at the first down line to where when the player was trying to make his way to the sideline, I mean, he was there, it was coming right at you. It was a really cool angle. And you didn't have to worry about a camera guy being run over by the players.
Right.
So it was a static shot, but it looked really cool.
Well, I'll have to check it out sometime.
Did you see, and this, the reason I'm saving this for last, your father was a cop. And
yes.
You saw what happened with this Officer Jonathan Diller was killed by a repeat thug with a rap sheet 10 miles long and, of course, allowed to be out on the streets because of pro-criminal left-wing policies. And he kills this father and husband. And did you see the turnout of officers in New York? I mean, it stretched for miles.
Right.
You saw this. You saw the video.
Yeah, and you know, that happens at most cop funerals. Cops from all over the world will actually come in sometimes. And of course, this being a super high-profile case in New York City in an election year, you're going to have cops from jurisdictions from all over the world come. And it's always good to see the brotherhood sticking together, because it is a very thin blue line, and people don't often recognize that, you know. And at first, when I heard that Trump was going to go to the wake, I was like, geez, man, that's kind of political. But then I was listening to Dan Bongino, who's very good friends with Trump, and apparently that's just the way Trump is. It wasn't about him at all. It was about comforting a hurting family, and in a high profile case. So, and I don't think he was, I don't think anybody there at that wake was looking at it as a pure political decision or anything like that. That this was just a truly high profile guy who cared.
Well, so, Reagan said, you know, part of the perks of being president was you were able to make a difference just by your office just by your notoriety. You were able, just by saying a kind word, a kind gesture, you were able to make a huge difference in people's lives. And Trump, I think, has a real sense of that, even before he became president. And then you juxtapose, you know, what was the other guy doing? The other guy, at the same time, both campaigns were in New York the day of that wake, knowing that Joe Biden didn't even take time out to make a phone call to the family. Yeah. He was there with Obama and with Clinton raising $25 million, a record take for millionaires and billionaires, while Trump took time out from his all of the lawfare stuff he's having to deal with, and then taking time out from his political campaign to be there and show respect. I mean,
it just goes to show what kind of guy each guy is, you know?
Yeah.
And so, it was, God, just how tragic. I would tell my dad, you know, that I hate it when the phone call rings when the phone rings at night, you know, because he usually did night duty. And he said, no, don't ever worry about a phone call. He said, worry about a knock on the door. Yeah. If you get that, then it's a bad deal. Phone call, no big deal.
Wow.
So, you know, but that little boy's going to have to grow up with a picture of a hero. And it just sucks from a guy who should have been spending his life in prison, you know?
Exactly. The unnecessary death, the invited criminality from the left wing is, again, there is no way you can say you're doing society and law-abiding people, innocent people, good by advocating for the worst among us, whether they be these career criminals or, frankly, illegal aliens who are career criminals.
I know you're going to say that it's by design to help bring down America, letting these people out.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to get on board with that. I don't think it's by design to bring down America. But I am confused that I guess they think it's redemption. Or, you know, that this person is finally going to turn their lives around or whatever, you know. I don't understand the thought process there.
Well, I can think I can change your mind. I mean, and I have a real-world example to tell you about. The people that were in charge in Haiti who were trying to take over Haiti.
But this ain't Haiti.
Well, same mentality.
I know,
this is why I love you. You see the best in these Democrats, these leftists. I see the worst.
I think these Democrats probably think that, you know, these people are worth saving and that they'll not, you know, they'll see the light and not go back to their criminal ways. But of course, you know, what's the stat? Like, 100% of the crimes are committed by, 13% of the people or something like that? And it's just, it's the same people over and over. And I guess until they're personally affected by crime, that they're not going to change. And it's, you know, it's just weird to me that they think like that when I think that what prison does is separate the bad from the good. And I don't care about any kind of, what's it called? You know, when you're trying to make yourself better,
redemption.
Well, redemption or
a good theme on Easter Sunday, by the way.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, whatever prison's supposed to do in
reform
this,
you.
Reform. There we go. I couldn't think of the word. Good Lord. But yeah, you know, it's not about reform. It's about separation of bad people from the good, and that's all it should be looked at. There's no reformation. There's no, if people are going to reform, they're going to reform on their own. It's not going to be because they're in prison or because they're taking classes or whatever. It's, you know, they finally hit rock bottom and say, yeah, I gotta stop doing this. You know, so.
In all honesty, buddy, look, human history is littered with this type of example of a way to seize power. I know you'll probably disagree, and you might think that the left doesn't give this kind of thought, but I believe they do. And it's unleashing the criminal element onto a society and unleashing misery onto a society until it cries uncle. And then the government says, we can take even, they claim, oh, it's not our fault, as they've brought a society to its knees, but say, just give us absolute power, just give up your rights, and we'll take care of it for you. And that's played itself out through human history, time and memorial. And you might say we're immune from it here. I don't believe we are. And I think we're seeing it play out.
Okay.
I know. But
go have a good thought with that.
I understand why you're reticent to believe that. But man, there's no doubt about it. We're seeing crap that we have not seen ever in this country. And it ain't us doing it.
Oh, and I'm not enough of a historian, and neither are you, to say that. So I'm
a little bit better at, not much, but a little bit better at it than you in this regard. And then, again, go look at human history. Go look at what's happened and how governments have used this type of misery to seize power. And they do it. Yeah. And then getting people to voluntarily give up their rights for the illusion of security. It's why Benjamin Franklin said, and I'm paraphrasing, those who would give up essential liberty for the false promise of security deserve neither.
Yeah.
And he was right. And that's the lesson the founding fathers tried to impart to us. And I just pray to God that more people learn it before it's too late.
Yep.
All right, buddy. Hey, right, you have a great and a blessed Sunday, okay?
I will. I've got a bridge in Baltimore to pay for, so I got to go do something.
Yeah.
How about that?
Get your butt to work, dude.
Yeah. What is insurance for? Why am I paying for a bridge in Baltimore?
Ask Joe Biden. Ask Mr. Trans Visibility himself. Ask him. The government believes when foreign governments screw us over, it's our job to pay for it. That's the Democrat way, man. So, you know what? There you go. Hey, man.
All right, baby.
Have a great one.
Talk to you later. Peace.
That's going to do it for this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and yourself a favor. Visit a couple of websites, TexasScorecard.com and ChrisSalcedo.com. There is where you find the podcast, news and information, our social media hookups, everything about the Chris Salcedo Show and everything about what's happening in the state of Texas. Two websites to complete your life. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. Stay vigilant, my friends.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.